आ रही है डकार।
हेलो गाइस, मैं हूँ गीतांजलि ऑन माय फूड पॉडकास्ट डकार। गर्मी की छुट्टियां, वीकेंड, वेकेशन प्लान्स, मैंगो फाइट्स एंड टू मच क्योस आई से। इन बिटवीन ऑल दिस आई एम श्योर ऑल यू क्रेव इज फॉर अ ग्लास ऑफ चिल्ड ड्रिंक। नो मैटर इफ यू आर अ स्टूडेंट वेटिंग फॉर द स्प्रिंग ब्रेक और समवन वर्किंग लाइक मी ईगरली एंटिसिपेटिंग मार्च टू एंड विद अ प्रमोशन फॉलोइंग एन आइलैंड इंस्पायर्ड वेकेशन व्हिच इज बाय द वे ऑन होल्ड सिंस फॉर एवर नाउ। डू नॉट वरी गाइज, there will be sun, there will be sand, and there will be that quintessential summer spirit that'll melt your troubles. Although summer plans have gone a little fancy with more of beer pongs, sangria and mimosa nights, cocktail pool parties, but I feel it's the rum that takes me back to some amazing drunken memories. Calling Old Monk India's national drink won't be an exaggeration for sure. I know you're relating to me. I know who you are. So today I have a very special guest on my segment who is rocking at this age with a chef's apron, restaurateur, author of exotic cookbooks, avid explorer, and most prominently, the young man behind the Old Monk, liquor baron Rocky Mohan. So guys, here is some serious spirited knowledge by the man himself while sipping on some Mai Tai.
Pet Pooja! Kyan Bhai!
So Old Monk clearly is the most celebrated rum in India, and I certainly have many memories loitering around this brand. This rum is dark brown in color and has a slight vanilla flavor to it, has a 7-year aged and 12-year aged variety. Though the brand has many variants, the most popular one remains to be the original Old Monk version because of its classic taste and 40% alcohol content. In fact, I have a lot of money plans in my Old Monk bottles. I'm quite possessive about possessing them. After a lot of chase, finally, I'm sitting with the dynamic Rocky Mohan at the 14th floor lounge of the Sofitel Mumbai. I thought one can't give a miss to his personality, but wait, before you hear his voice, welcome on the show, Rocky. The question which is on my mind since my college days is, why has Old Monk developed an image like a Maruti car which people love but resist to admit?
So Old Monk has a very, very unique image by itself. The first thing, most importantly, is the fact that it is drunk by a cross-section of society which you really can't pinpoint, because the various sizes are consumed by various strata of society. For example, a quarter will be consumed by maybe a menial worker, maybe a driver, a steward at a very low level. The half is drunk by a white-collar worker, and the full bottle is drunk by the boss. So, I mean, it has that cult. It is followed by people who, some of them are not ashamed to say they drink it, but I think there are certain implications of people who say, oh, well, you know, it's passé not to drink Old Monk. But I think the sales figures speak for themselves. So it's a very large selling product.
You know, these days people are spoiled with incredible options as culinary scenes are evolving and making way for new breweries, expensive scotches, innovative cocktails and age-old wines and stuff. Why has this brand become an emotion of more like a mad lover and the cult followers can't dream to simply move on?
I mean, like, for example, if I've developed a taste for Old Monk at a very early stage, it'll take me a long time to cultivate a taste for another product. And because Old Monk has certain spices added to it, which makes it very Indian, so I think that's where the catch comes. It's very difficult to move out of it. But I think people can appreciate other products, and they should appreciate other products, because only then you've see the real value of what Old Monk is all about.
The synonym to rum is Old Monk in India. This brand has succeeded for many years without zero advertising and has the highest recall value not just in India. I mean, today when nothing works without a PR, what magic does it add to the glass?
I personally think we're just fortunate. That's all. Thank you to our consumers. They love us for what we do. And I think they've delivered for us. And advertising, big question, who do we target? Who do we speak? Because the cross-section of society is huge, so who do you really speak?
How does Rocky prefers his glass of Old Monk on the rocks?
Well, I personally am like it with tonic water, a twist of lemon, and some Angostura bitters, lots of ice. Great, great summer drink. In winter, I like having it with my coffee.
With too much gourmetizing food happening around, we see Old Monk in a fresh avatar. From Old Monk ice creams to cupcakes, cupcakes to jams. What is your favorite Old Monk fusion?
Well, really, chocolate and Old Monk is like a marriage made in heaven. And Chef Manish Mehrotra, the great chef of Indian accent, has developed an Old Monk chocolate ball, which he's carried with him to his new opening in New York as well. So I'm very proud of that, and I think that's a marriage made in heaven.
There was a rumor about Old Monk shutting last year, and trust me, we just thought our parties won't be the same anymore. What made it spark?
I love the rumor. It did us a lot of good. So I really can't complain about the rumor. But it was an incorrect rumor. Obviously, it's incorrect. And it was never written to say that it was going to shut down. I think what the author of that article wanted to actually say was that maybe there is not that much following of the product. Which again, he was incorrect because he didn't have the right numbers. So it was good. I think there was a lot of emotional upsurge because of that article.
Thank you so much for your time, Rocky. Guys, this was about the entrepreneur side of him. And we have a part two of our conversation, which you guys can catch up next week about his 40 years of culinary journey. So do not forget to follow, like, share and rate my food podcast, Dakar, on Audio Boom, SoundCloud and also available on iTunes. My Instagram handle is Dakar123, where you can tag me on any interesting food expedition of yours. Have a fantastic week, guys.